This is a presentation of your season ticket, WESV Sports.
This is Bradford Owls Basketball on WESV Sports on AM 1490 and the new B107.5 FM.
Good evening and welcome into Bradford Owls Basketball on WESB Sports, broadcasting live from the Owls Nest, where Bradford is set to host Elk County Catholic tonight, the ECC Crusaders. I'm Jimmy Kelch, your voice of the Owls. My co-commentator tonight here is Cameron Snodgrass. He is back. Last time we saw him was the Jamestown trip. Thanks for coming down tonight, Cam.
Yes, sir. Glad to be here.
And, of course, our sound engineer and producer extraordinaire, Nick Young's back at the station. So, as we mentioned, tonight, taking on the Crusaders, obviously a well-known adversary here for the Owls, face them a couple times every year, and still at the helm of this Crusaders program is Coach Straub. And Coach Straub is well-known just about by everybody in District 9, Coach Aaron Straub. He has 900 plus career wins under his belt. Probably a safe bet to say he's going to hit 1,000 before he calls it a career. So a team that is well coached, has been well coached for years and years and years, and continues to find success. No matter who seems to graduate and move up, they always do well every season. So a tough test tonight ahead of the Owls. ECC comes in tonight with a 13-2 record. We'll break that down in just a moment. I have their two losses on the season, along with a couple of their more recent games. It's always hard to look at the season as a whole, especially this year with the COVID problems going on, and you can have a whole group of kids out in quarantine for a number of games. So it's hard to say what could have happened at any point in time in the season, but we will break down some of the more recent games and the two losses they have on the record, along with some common opponents. The Owls, meanwhile, come in 6-8 in the season. It's been a stark contrast from where we left with the Owls. A quick rundown of their season, as they've only been in streaks. They won their first game to go 1-0, and then they lost 4 in a row. They go 1-4 real quick. Then they get their season back to 500, 4-4, heading into the All-Star break. Heading into the winter break, they get back to 4-4 on the season. They come back from that winter break and they continue. They win one more to get to 5-4, and they eventually get to a 5-game win streak, which puts them in good standing. They get to 6-4 on the season, and now they're in the midst of a 4-game losing streak. They lost at Kane. We broadcast that game. They lost hosting Brookville. We broadcast that game. We missed the two games last week. It was at Dubois and at Punxsie while we were hosting Lady Owls basketball here. So catching up with the Lady Owls, the boys dropped two more. At Dubois was a bit of a blowout up until halftime. Then they started to turn it on a little bit. By then, third quarter, it's a little too late. And then they go to Punxsie last Friday, and that one is much closer. However, they struggle in the third quarter. Punxsie's able to pull away and come with a win. So on a 4-game losing streak now, it puts them at 6-8 on the season, as we mentioned, and looking to get back in their winning ways. But let's take a look here, Cam, at some of the recent games for ECC. So as we mentioned, Coach Straub, 900 wins, 13-2 on the season. Their most recent game was 124. So this past, 2 days ago?
Yep.
So it was Monday. They had a 56-22 win over Kane. Now, Kane is a common opponent of ours. We lost to Kane. It was the first game of that 4-game losing streak. And going back to last week, the 21st, last Friday, I believe, they have a 46-44 win over Ridgeway. So a much closer game, another common opponent, but a game that we did lose at home against Ridgeway, I do believe. Let me pull it up here. We beat Ridgeway. So that's one of the opponents. We beat Ridgeway. They had a 2-point loss to Ridgeway. So, that one could go either way. And then We go back one more. They had a blowout win against Cowdy. They have a number of blowouts on their in their 13-win season, obviously. And then if we go back far enough, we see a couple of losses here. We see on January 7th, they had a 46-41 loss, curiously enough, to DuBois Central Catholic. Now, DuBois Central Catholic was the home opener for the Owls. It was added to the schedule late, and the Owls came away with a nice win there, a six-point win for the Owls over DuBois Central Catholic. They were mostly in control for the entire game, but DuBois did give them some struggles in the second half that made it a little closer than maybe it should have been. But you look at that, and it's kind of a very curious line there, a 46-41 loss to a team that the Owls, and that's a six-point loss as well, team that the Owls beat by six. And you look at some of the other common opponents, these blowout wins against Countersport, a team that the Owls lost to, and it just kind of adds to the question marks of the season. Did they have everybody? Was it a COVID game? What's going on there? The other common opponent that they have a loss to is Brookville. So they lost to Brookville. Let's see. I've got 56-50. They lost by 6 points there. So Brookville is a team that the Owls lost to by 19. So another common opponent, and just, you know, adding more question marks. What exactly is this ECC team, and what are we going to expect? We'll find out here shortly at the Owls Nest. Looking at our squad tonight, we do finally, this will be our first game back with Jared Wilmoth. They've had Jared back for a couple of games, but it'll be our first time seeing him back since he missed a few. And then we hosted a couple of Lady Owls games. So Wilmoth back in the point guard position. Going to be a different look in the starting lineup tonight. We saw a lot of production while Cam was out, or while Austin Wilmoth was out, Cam, from Lucas Johnson. Lucas Johnson was a junior who was starting. He started a few games when Cam Austin was out, then started a few games when Jared Wilmoth was out. And it's good for him to get those starting reps as a junior, because he's going to be essential to this team next year when four starters graduate off.
Yeah, and here's the thing I want to say about ECC is, over what would you say last two decades, it's been consistency.
Yeah,
under Coach
probably
Stroud, consistency. They have a winning culture, and what I want to see with the Owls is, I think the Owls can play with just about anybody. It's just, are they going to have that controlled aggression, that intensity that they bring in some of these games, like beating Ridgeway?
Right.
Are they going to be able to bring that against this Elk County Catholic team? Again, very well-coached team. For me, I'm going to trust Coach Bernardi. I think this is going to be a closer game than what probably the media is going to anticipate, everyone else. I think they're going to bring it tonight, Jimmy.
Yeah, and that is also another thing. Not only have the Owls been streaky kind of as far as their wins and losses goes, they've also had streaky games. We've seen a game just recently at Kane where that was a close game the entire night. The Owls were actually in control for much of the third quarter, and then in the fourth they went absolutely dead at the hoop and they couldn't score for the first 7.5 minutes. Not until the last 30 seconds of the game did they finally get a bucket there, and that was too late. So they've gone streaky in the middle of games. However, they've almost exclusively been in close games. A couple of the more recent ones were a little bit farther out, but they've played in 14. 10 of them have been extremely close for at least three quarters. So, I think they've competed with just about everyone. They have a couple of really close losses, slim margins of defeat, and I think they can run here tonight with ECC, and we'll see if they can just, play from ahead for once they find themselves in that fourth quarter. They can play from ahead instead of playing catch up by two. Making ECC play catch up by two is going to make all the difference in the world, especially for such a well-coached team, as you were mentioning. We are getting ready to pause here for the national anthem in just a moment. When we come back, we'll have our starting lineups for both teams, as well as the opening tip-off for tonight. The Owls, again, haven't seen the Owls game since the last home game against Brookville, which would have been on January 14th. So it has been a number of days. They had those two games in Dubois and Punxsie. Got Jared Wilmoth back, played a couple of tough games, and we'll see if they can take advantage of being back on their home court tonight for the first time in a week or so. And here we are pausing for the national anthem. Be back with starting lineups and your tip-off for Bradford Owls basketball on WESB Sports.
Bradford Owls basketball on WESB Sports is brought to you by members of the WESB Winner's Circle. Winner's Circle sponsors include Love Toyota of Bradford and W.R. Case & Sons. This is Bradford Owls basketball on your season ticket, WESB Sports. B 107.5 FM.
Maybe he was born with his witty humor.
Some people bring joy wherever they go, some whenever they go.
Or as a Frontier newspaper reporter.
There's nothing to be learned from the second kick of a mule.
Maybe he got his insights from being a riverboat captain.
Never argue with a fool. Onlookers may not be able to tell the difference.
Wherever he went, Mark Twain found humor all around. Humor. Pass it on from PassItOn.com.
This is your season ticket, WESB Sports, the new B107.5 FM. WESB Bradford.
So typically, we've seen the Marching Owls up in the stands for most of the home games this season, not all of them, and they do the national anthem. You heard the tail end of that there. A young woman from Elk County Catholic actually lent her voice for the national anthem tonight, which was obviously pretty excellent rendition. One of the better live versions that we've heard in some time. We haven't heard a lot of live versions. So one of the better versions we've heard in some time. So we're getting ready now for Bradford Owls basketball on WESB Sports. Starting lineups for your Owls will be upcoming. First, we'll start with the Elk County Catholic Crusaders. Cam, do you want to give us the Crusader starters?
Yeah, let's go. So at point guard, we have Jordan Wasco. He's a 5'10" sophomore. Then we have Luke Jansen. He's a small forward, senior, 6'2". Number 22, Michael Jacobs. He's another small forward at 6'3". And then we got Adam Straub. He's a shooting guard, small forward, hybrid. He's a junior standing at 6'3". And then we have Charlie Brindall, shooting guard, point guard, also a senior, 6 foot tall. And that's going to be your starters for the Crusaders.
So obviously another mostly experienced squad. Couple of seniors in there, one sophomore. So we'll see, must be a talented young man starting at sophomore, 5'10". We'll see exactly what the starting squad looks like here in just a moment. And of course, you heard Adam Straub, no doubt, at least some relation to Coach Straub. You would assume a son. Coach's sons are constantly in the gym, always working, almost never miss free throws, fundamentals, all that stuff is drilled into him from a very young age. So no doubt he will be the one to keep the eye on here tonight. The starting lineup tonight for your Bradford Owls will be as follows. Starting at guard, the sophomore number 10, Jake Franz. Also at guard, the senior number 13, Jared Wilmoth. Also at guard, and will play a little bit of a forward position, small forward, number 14, the senior Dalton Dixon. Starting at forward, the senior number 23, Cam Austin. And starting at guard, the senior number 11, Ryan Ward. So Jared Wilmoth typically will play the point. Franz will be more of a shooting guard, and as will Ryan Ward. Nolan Rulo, not in the starting line tonight. A couple of games ago, Rulo, I can't remember the team. It might come to me. It might have been when we hosted. Might have been when we hosted Ridgeway, actually, a bigger team than us. And we went with a smaller starting five and brought Rulo off the bench as a six man. And obviously, if you're looking at this ECC team now, as we are, they have a a couple of guys with a few inches on a couple of matchups. Nobody taller than Cam Austin, who is set to take the tip for us, but a couple of mismatches height-wise. And if Rulo is, again, coming off the bench as a sixth or seventh man, it might work in the Owls' favor the same way it did against that Ridgeway team. So Owls control the tip. It goes directly to the hands of Wilmoth, and we are underway. Wilmoth brings it up, drives to the right side. Owls in their all-whites home. Wilmoth drives in to just inside the foul line, takes a pump fake, kicks it out to Dalton Dixon. Dalton back up top to Franz in the center. To the right is Wilmoth. He's going to drive left side, kicks it out to Ward. They'll swing across the perimeter. Back the other way. Ward driving into the elbow left side, gives it to Franz. Franz cutting through, step back jumper from 10 feet out. It's good.
That was a beautiful shot by Franz. Just got enough separation for the shot.
Yeah, he created the space there when he took off running, put the ball down, took off running, and he's so quick. And obviously, one of the mismatches we see height-wise is going to be benefiting Franz as far as speed goes. He just put the ball down, ran forward, and then stopped on a dime. Now, here's a baseline drive. Layup no good. Gets his own rebound, does the Crusader. It is number 44. Charlie Brendel loses it. Now the Owls come down the other way. Franz has a stop short, and a floater is good. So Franz has the Owls up 4-0 here at 6:50 left, and he's got a steal on the other end.
Yeah, not to mention on that last drive there by the Crusaders, Dalton Dixon came up with a big block.
Yeah, on Charlie Brendel, who, you know, he will give up not a lot of size, a little bit of width maybe. That ball's going to go out on Bradford, and it's going to be ECC possession. But the Owls jump out in front 4-0 here in the first minute and a half of the contest. And Jake Franz with all 4 points, one on a jumper from the elbow, one on a floater. He had to stop short and just send it straight up to get over the defender, and then immediately came away with a steal. So a little bit of momentum early here for Bradford as well. Crusaders swing around the perimeter, lose the pass, and it goes out of bounds. Another ECC turnover, and that's Bradford Owls basketball.
Yeah, what we want to see here is we want to see Bradford capitalize on momentum. Because you can't create momentum. It just comes naturally. So when you have it,
right,
you got to use it. And so it looks like Coach Straub's going to try to put that on pause for a brief moment.
Yeah, Coach Straub is going to take a breather here. So yep. We'll take a tax-in timeout right alongside him. It's Bradford Owls basketball on WESB Sports.
It's always sharp, but never bites. After being locked away in the Case vault, the Case Copperhead is back, but only for a limited time. The Copperhead is known for its oversized end bolster that helps ensure a smooth retrieval from your pocket whenever you need it. With more than a dozen unique and attractive styles to choose from, you're sure to find one that fits you. But they're only available for a limited time before they return to retirement. So bag your own Case Copperhead today at the Zippo Case Museum in Bradford.
WESB Sports.
Back from the tax-in timeout, Bradford Owls basketball on WESB Sports. Bradford possession after the Coach Straub timeout there as he wanted a little break. Franz drives baseline and finishes with the right on the left side. He's got six. The Owls have six, and we're up by six.
Yeah, this is exciting. I'm glad to see the sophomore getting in, and he's the one that's creating the momentum. He's the one that's coming in and taking the shot.
Yeah, the only non-senior starter on the team. We've got a drive here. And a steal as Crusaders can't hang on to the ball. Wilmoth to Dixon on the right side. Over to Franz. Pump fake on the three. Puts the ball down. Drives inside. Picks it back up. Bounce pass to Austin. Austin picks up his dribble, and he needs to get rid of it. So he gives it back to Franz, who will reset the offense. Franz to Dixon on the right side. Wilmoth in the right corner. Takes a high screen from Austin. And they swing to the other direction. Franz will end up with it. Back to Wilmoth. Another high screen from Austin. Here's a roll. Pass isn't there. Wilmoth has to get the loose ball, and he does. So Austin did have some one-on-one opportunity down low if he wanted to work in the post, but Wilmoth couldn't see past his defender, and instead it's a pass out of bounds, and it'll be a Bradford turnover.
Yep, and I think you can – let's let that one slide if you're coach, if you're Jared. Just, hey, relax. Let's focus on the next possession here.
You've given yourself some breathing room early, which is huge, especially against a team like this.
You just got to – you can't make it a habit. Make it a one-off.
So here are the Crusaders going back to work now. 4:44 and another steal. Cam Austin comes away with some cookies. Hand off to Wilmoth. Wilmoth on the left side, gives it back to Austin straight up top. Driving left side, elevates, and layup is no good. Crusaders with the rebound. Austin trying to come away with a steal, but ends up fouling. So it's going to be his first.
They just fouled it. He slapped it a little too hard.
Nope, they called that on Wilmoth, actually. So his first, team first. Crusaders ball. We've got BCC working outside. And so he just got left there. He left. His defender left him. It was Colby Nussbaum. His defender just kind of left him. Thought maybe he was seeing, he was witnessing a handoff and went to help defense, but just left the ball handler there. Here's a nice pass to Austin on a backdoor cut, but it's mishandled, a little off the mark, and it'll be another Bradford turnover. 6-2 with 3:42 left in the first quarter. Drive, spin move, elevate. Nice, tough finish by Luke Jansen.
Yeah, this is the team that you don't want to commit these turnovers against, a team like this.
Yeah, it was good because they forced a few, but you can't give it right back. Now they're right back in at 6-4 with 3:33 left. Here's a baseline cut by Wilmoth. Ball is stolen, and that's Brindle coming away with the steal. Brindle is going to try to get across half court. He does. Pass down low is tipped out of bounds by Dixon. So nice breakup there of the transition.
Yeah, I think they got to slow the game down a little bit offensively.
I don't think they want to play a transition fast break game against the Crusaders. Not really typically the way the Owls have played all season. They've been more of a slow it down, grind it out team. So that's going to be on Dixon, his first, team second. And it's a shooting foul, and that will send Jansen to the line for two.
That ref's got a lot of nerve for calling a foul on Captain America. Got a lot of nerve.
First shot is up and good. He'll get one more. We've got a substitution here as Ward comes out of the game. Nolan Rulo comes in. So exactly as we said at the start of the game, Rulo as the sixth man here to make up some of that size difference. Second shot is good, and we're tied up 6 apiece with 3:22 left in the first quarter. ECC in a full court press. Franz breaks through, elevates, finger roll, hits the back of the rim, and bounces back out. Now ECC in transition, looking. Baseline drive, spin move. Good help D by Franz. Kicked out, layup is off the back of the rim. Same spot that Franz hit. No good. But on the rebound, it's a Nolan Rulo foul. Pushing the back, apparently. So his first, team third now. Crusaders working left side. There's Brindle. Back up top to Jansen, or Wasco, rather. Jordan Wasco. Now back up top to Brindle. Brindle being covered by Dalton Dixon, the Owls in their man-to-man offense. Defense, rather.
The Cavs on that kid, too.
Wow, and a beautiful give-and-go here, but an alley-oop layup misses. However, Adam Straub gets his own rebound and gives Elk County Catholic their first lead of the game, 8-6. ECC leads with 2:15 left. Rulo, nice bounce pass to Dixon. Dixon gives it right back out to Wilmoth. Wilmoth pump fake, drives baseline, kicks it out to Dixon. Pump fake on the three. They swing. Franz ends up with it on the left side. Franz, little head fake, little step back. He's got moves, man. Shake and bake by Franz. Gives it to Dixon. Dixon bounce packs back outside to Franz. Did a little work off the ball and then came right back out. Franz puts the moves on again. Right-handed layup is just shy. Not enough contact for a whistle. And here's a bounce pass. Layup is good in transition again for Luke Jansen. And now we'll have a Coach Bernardi timeout for the Owls. A Texan timeout. Bradford Owls basketball on WESB Sports.
Basketball action on WESB Sports is brought your way by a special group of local sponsors, including W.R. Case & Sons Cutlery Company, making quality handcrafted knives since 1889, and Love Toyota of Bradford at 880 East Main Street. Winner Circle sponsors helping provide this basketball broadcast on WESB Sports, B107.5 FM.
WESB Sports.
Back from the Texan timeout, Bradford Owls basketball on WESB Sports. Coach John Bernardi, first-year head coach. Took a timeout there to stop a 10-0 ECC run. It was 6-0. It's now 10-6. Crusaders lead with 1:37 left in the first quarter. Crusaders in their full court trap. Owls inbound. Dixon breaks over the half court line. Kicks it out to Austin. Now Wilmoth tries to take a three. Ill-advised, and it's blocked. He gets the rebound, though. And now Franz with a three. He's got a much more open look, and that's good. Jake Franz cuts it to one. 10-9 with 1:14 to go.
And all 9 points from Franz. I would like to see Cam Austin get more involved on the offensive side of the ball, but I think he's being covered by Straub.
Yeah, Austin has been quiet yet, but as you mentioned, Straub is primarily working on Austin. Here's Brindle for the Crusaders in the right corner. Kicks it back out to Jansen. Jansen will bring it back out, dribble outside to the just about to the half court line, reset the offense. Now Brindle going to drive in right side, pump fake, turns around right into the double coverage, gets a shot off somehow, but it's a little off the mark, and that goes out of bounds on Bradford. Boy, look like I'm staring through bars, but it looked a little like an over the back.
Yeah, I think it could have been.
So here's the inbound. We've got Straub working on Austin, kicks it over to Jansen. Jansen directing traffic, picked up by Wilmoth. He wants Brindle outside. And Brindle comes all the way to the half-court line to take instruction from Coach Straub.
Yeah, that was a good poke by Franz.
Yeah, Franz knocks it right out of his hands. Brindle's able to handle it. And then, yeah, Brindle just takes it right to him. Here's Jansen for three. It's off the mark. A little strong. Tipped right to the hands of Rulo. Outlet pass to Wilmoth, but he doesn't have enough time to get a shot off. So the Owls will go into the second quarter just down by one here. But after leading 6-0, it's 10-9 ECC leads. It's Bradford Owls basketball on WESB Sports.
It's always sharp, but never bites. After being locked away in the Case vault, the Case Copperhead is back, but only for a limited time. The Copperhead is known for its oversized end bolster that helps ensure a smooth retrieval from your pocket whenever you need it. With more than a dozen unique and attractive styles to choose from, you're sure to find one that fits you. But they're only available for a limited time before they return to retirement. So bag your own Case Copperhead today at the Zippo Case Museum in Bradford.
WESB Sports.
We're in between the first and second quarter here at the Owl's Nest. Bradford Owls basketball on WESB Sports hosting Elk County Catholic. The Owls jumped out to a 6-0 lead. And then the Crusaders proceeded to go on a 10-0 run to take a 10-6 lead. And then Jake Franz came and sank a three-pointer to make it 10-9 at the end of the first frame. Franz, not only with that three-pointer, but with all 9 points in the first 8 minutes of play. Coming out to start the second quarter for Bradford is Jake Franz, Jared Wilmoth, Lucas Johnson, Cam Austin, and Dalton Dixon. ECC will have control of the ball after Bradford controlled the tip. And here comes Wasco for the Crusaders. Gives it to Brindle. Something that we talked about during one of the timeouts there, Cam, is just the hang time on most of these Crusaders when they take even just jump shots. We saw it on the attempted alley-oop layup. Here's Wasco driving left side, but the ability to hang in the air for that long really allows you to shift your shot if you need to. Brindle for a long two, maybe. Could have been a three-pointer. It's no good, but ECC gets the rebound and no up-down called.
That was pretty clear, though.
I mean, yeah, it looked like it. The ball was blocked, but it never left his hand. So maybe he thought it was a jump stop. However, there was a clear 1-2 step before it. So an easy one, I guess, to miss. But yeah, should have probably been called an up down. Either way, the Owls will get possession after a loose ball turnover for ECC. Johnson getting his first action in the game. Passes across court to Dixon. Dixon now looking for Franz. Franz has to leave his defender and come back out to the almost to the half-court line. Franz allowing some offense to develop here. Austin gets a high screen. Leaves Franz open for three. It's just long. So just off the mark. And Wasco will get the rebound. He's going to drive in, pop back out, give it to Jansen, over to Brindle. Brindle on the right side. They swing back to the left. Wasco being covered by Wilmoth. Brings it all the way out top of the perimeter. Gives it back to Brindle. Here's Wasco driving left side. Kicked out. Three for Straub. And that's good.
Yeah, he had just enough room to get that shot off.
So Adam Straub's first points. He had two in the first quarter as well. So he has five on the night, including that three. It's 13-9 with 6 minutes left in the first half. Wilmoth going to drive left side. Turn around. Shot isn't there. Gives it to Johnson. Johnson going to bring it back out. Looks for a screen, doesn't get it, so he's calling for Franz to come pick it up. Franz gets it, step back, head fake, leaves his man in the dust, hands it off to Austin. Austin drives in, kicks it out to Wilmoth for three, and that one falls.
Good shoot. That was a good ball movement to get Wilmoth wide open for the three.
Yeah, Wilmoth working well on the baseline there off the ball. And Franz with a steal on the perimeter, driving right side. Wow, double shift, adjusted his shot there. And finishes to give the Owls a one-point lead, 14-13 with 5:18 left in the half.
Here we go. Now we're playing basketball, Jimmy.
So Franz reads that pass all the way, just gets a hand on it, goes coast to coast. He knows his defender is taller than him. So as he goes up for the layup, that for sure would have been blocked. And here's a foul, I believe, on Franz. Yeah. So that'll be his first team first, but Franz knows that his defender has a couple inches on him, and he has to go up and double-clutch the shot. And here's Brindle underneath just working. He's able to get it in on the left side for two.
I need to look at the bottom of ECC shoes because I'm pretty sure they got some green substance in them.
Little flubber going on.
Flubber.
Dalton Dixon looking for Austin. The pass is just not quite there, so Wilmoth will drive in. Austin for three now. That one's short. And Straub will collect the rebound and give it to Wasco on the outlet. Here's a drive baseline. Good help defense from Austin, but Straub's right there to clean it up. And we now have a backup to a three-point lead for ECC, 17-14 with 4:20 left in the half.
Yeah, Elk County Catholic's making these difficult shots look effortless.
Yeah, the last couple have just been, you know, kind of grinding it out until you finally elevate and get a shot off. Here's Johnson on the left side. Gives it to Franz. Head fake. Not quite enough room for the three. Wilmoth has it, though. It's short, and it'll bounce up. Tough break there. It'll hit at the top of the backboard, and it'll be out of bounds on the Owls. Bounced up in the right direction. Just went a little too far back. And we're going to get a timeout from Coach Bernardi, and we'll take a tax-in timeout with him. It's Bradford Owls basketball on WESB Sports.
Basketball action on WESB Sports is brought your way by a special group of local sponsors, including W.R. Case & Sons Cutlery Company, making quality handcrafted knives since 1889, and Love Toyota of Bradford at 880 East Main Street. Winner's Circle sponsors helping provide this basketball broadcast on WESB Sports, B107.5 FM.
WESB Sports.
Back to Bradford Owls basketball on WESB Sports. 3:59 left in the first half. The Owls trail by three to Elk County Catholic, 17-14. And Wasco inbounds to Brindle. So, all things considered, ECC has mostly been playing the type of game that they want to play, but the Owls have been able to hang in there with them the whole time. Never trailing by more than four, I believe, was the largest deficit, 10-6.
Yeah, and we're playing pesky defense. We're like a bug on the side of your neck that just won't go away. Keep swatting at it. It's not going nowhere.
There's Brindle with a great jump stop, elevates, and doesn't get the finish, but Cam Austin on the help defense will draw a foul there. I don't think he knew the foul was on him. It was, if there was a foul called, but it was good help defense, just got a little too much contact on the hip. It's his first team fifth. Brindle shot no good.
Yeah, that's, I mean, if you can leave points on the court, if you're the Owls and ECC's leaving points on the court, it's only a good thing. Let's hope he misses nothing.
Second shot does get a little bit of a shooter's touch there and drops to make it another four-point deficit, 18-14. Johnson brings it up for the Owls, gives it to Dixon on the right side. Dixon gets a high screen from Austin. Austin rolls, nothing there. Dixon gives it to Johnson on the left. inside to Austin. Austin going to go baseline. Pump fake, elevate. Could have been an and one easily, but he will get the two at least. Had a little forearm there on the shot, but he's able to finish through it, make it 18-16, 3 minutes left in the second quarter. Here comes Wasco, now guarded by Johnson, gives it back to Brindle. Brindle cross court. Wasco thinks about the three, now takes it late. It's long. Waited for his defender to get there to take that three, but Franz gets the rebound. Franz getting poked by Wasco, almost loses the ball, needs a little help. Ooh. Through the legs pass to Austin. Austin to Ward, and ooh, throws up a bit of a crazy right-handed hook shot there. Doesn't go. ECC gets the rebound. Wow. Jake Franz just passed between a defender's legs, by the way. Here's a high screen for Brindle. Takes it, kicks it out to Wasco. Wasco driving left side. Pass it out to Jansen. Back to Brindle. Now Jansen up top. Driving right side. Still on the perimeter. Back out to Brindle in the corner. Brindle going to drive baseline. Kicks it out. A three by Straub. And that rolls out. Dixon with the rebound. Dixon gets across half court. Couple of defenders chasing him. He picks up his dribble. Gives it to Johnson. Johnson down to Austin. Austin head fakes the three. Drives baseline. And there's a push on the floor.
You can't leave Straub wide open.
So the Crusaders get their first foul of the game with 1:44 left in the second quarter. I mean, unbelievably disciplined. It got away with a few, for sure. But, yeah, that one's on Brindle, his first, team first. Unbelievable.
Yeah, that's nuts.
Dixon will inbound with 1:44 left. Owls down 18-16. Wow, nice spin move by Austin to leave his defender in the backcourt after the inbound. Gleason in the game now for Ryan Ward. Nate Gleason on the right side. Sees a cutting Jake Franz. Franz working. Good help defense. Gets the steal, but Wilmoth gets it right back. So Wilmoth can reset the Owls offense, being guarded by Brindle. He's got Franz on the left. Gives it to Dixon on the right. Goes to work off the ball. Dixon comes back up to the top of the key. Gives it to Wilmoth on the opposite side. Left now. Wilmoth fakes right. Drives left. And it's poked out by Brindle. Dixon has it. Dixon pump fake on the three. Back out to Wilmoth. So awfully cautious here. Almost lost the ball a couple of times. Dixon jump. Drives in. Gives it to Franz for three. And Straub with the rebound. 50 seconds to go. Wasco brings it up. Left side. Looking for Straub down the middle. Pass isn't there. And now in the game is Michael Jacobs. Jacobs back out to Brindle. So 35, you think ECC with a two-point lead will probably just hold it now. Try to hold for that last shot of the half. Obviously, a well-coached, well-disciplined team. They have one foul in the game. So, yeah, leaving it here for the last shot is kind of a no-brainer. Here comes Brindle now. 10 seconds to go. Crusaders will get to work. A drive on the left side and a finish by Jansen. A circus shot that goes in. Finger roll on the left. Wilmoth has to put up a hope and a prayer. Hits the backboard, but doesn't go before the buzzer. And we're back down by four, but that's the largest the lead has ever gotten. The Owls will go into the locker room down 20-16 to ECC. We're going to take a quick break, tally up the stats, and we'll be back with our halftime show for Bradford Owls Basketball on WESB Sports.
Bradford Owls Basketball on WESB Sports is brought to you by members of the WESB Winner's Circle. Winner's Circle sponsors include Love Toyota of Bradford and W.R. Case & Sons. This is Bradford Owls Basketball on your season ticket, WESB Sports, B107.5 FM. It's always sharp, but never bites. After being locked away in the Case vault, the Case Copperhead is back, but only for a limited time. The Copperhead is known for its oversized end bolster that helps ensure a smooth retrieval from your pocket whenever you need it. With more than a dozen unique and attractive styles to choose from, you're sure to find one that fits you. But they're only available for a limited time before they return to retirement. So bag your own Case Copperhead today at the Zippo Case Museum in Bradford.
There are a ton of social networking websites, but one stands apart for a very special reason. This one saves lives. It's MatchingDonors.com. MatchingDonors.com links organ donors with people in need of kidney and other transplants. In the U.S., 22 people die each day waiting for an organ transplant, most of them for kidneys. If you've ever considered becoming a living organ donor, or if you're someone in need of an organ transplant, visit MatchingDonors.com, home of the greatest gift of all, the gift of life. MatchingDonors.com.
I lived alone in this apartment, and I'd had trouble with my landlord. Basically, he was a creep. He kept coming on to me, and I kept saying no. Then one night, I'm sitting on my couch watching TV. My door, of course, is locked. But then I hear... it's my landlord, letting himself in. Hey, get out! You can't keep coming in.
What's wrong? I hear your refrigerator needs fixing, and I figure while I'm here... maybe you can do something for me?
Out. Get out.
I'm offering you a good deal.
Out. And I'm reporting you.
All right, all right. I'm leaving. Don't make a federal case of it.
A federal case? Yes, sexual harassment in housing is against federal law. It's called the Fair Housing Act. If you are harassed, file a complaint with HUD. Go to HUD.gov/fairhousing. That's HUD.gov/fairhousing. And if you fear for your safety, call 911. Fair Housing. The law is on your side. A message from the U.S. Department of Housing and Urban Development in partnership with the National Fair Housing Alliance.
We serve Bradford. B107.5. WESB. Bradford.
I love living in a rural community where neighbors help neighbors, even if we don't always agree on sports teams, politics, or the COVID-19 vaccines. We all have our opinions. Getting vaccinated is your choice, and no one can make your mind up for you. Talk to your healthcare provider about your questions to help make a decision that's right for you. GetVaccineAnswers.org has the latest information to help you decide. A message brought to you by the Ad Council.
Basketball action on WESB Sports is brought your way by a special group of local sponsors, including W.R. Case & Sons Cutlery Company, making quality handcrafted knives since 1889, and Love Toyota of Bradford at 880 East Main Street. Winner's Circle sponsors helping provide this basketball broadcast on WESB Sports, B107.5 FM. This is your season ticket, WESB Sports, the new B107.5 FM, WESB Bradford.
Welcome back to Bradford Owls Basketball on WESB Sports. It's the halftime show here with the Owls in the locker room. While hosting Elk County Catholic after the first two quarters, the score is 20-16, Crusaders lead over the Owls. But the Owls have done a nice job keeping it close. That 4 points matches the largest point differential, the largest lead of the night for the Crusaders, while the Owls at one point held on to a 6-point lead. So it has been a back-and-forth game. Once ECC was able to catch up and get out in front, they were able to hang on to it. So the Owls will need to duplicate the success they had in the first quarter, early in the first quarter, more specifically, and then try to build on that coming out of halftime. So we'll break it down real quick. The scoring breakdown is as follows. In the first quarter, the Owls started quickly, and namely, Jake Franz started quickly. He came out and hit a step-back jumper from the left elbow from and dead on nailed it. Then on the very next possession, he comes in, drives left side, and finishes with a layup to make it a 4-0 lead for the Owls. Then on the very next ECC possession, right off that shot, he comes away with a steal, drives. I believe that was the kind of double clutch layup where he had to shift his shot. No, that one went out of bounds. So he comes away with a steal. The Owls don't get a possession or a score out of that. That goes back out of bounds. They turn it back over. But then Wilmoth comes back again, scores his 6th point to make it 6-0 Owls lead. They start off this game hot. Franz obviously shooting, firing on all cylinders, and playing well defensively with that steal. And then Coach Straub calls a timeout and does Coach Straub things. Mm-hmm. And then ECC is able to turn it back on. They end up going in a 10-0 run after that Coach Straub timeout. To make it 10-6. Then that's where we that would have been where we end the first quarter had it not been for Jake Franz again hitting the 3-pointer just before, just in the last minute or so of play to make it 10-9 after the first 8 minutes. Then the Owls come out in the second quarter and kind of just go tit for tat a little bit. They do end up being outscored in that second quarter, 10-7, as opposed to 10-9 in the first. But they were able to, every time ECC gets it out to about 4 points, they cut it right back down. Got it back within two. I think had it back within one at one point, but is always able to cut that lead right back down. Never got it out more than four, and we go into the locker room again, 20-16. I'll give you the scorers for ECC here so far. They're led as of right now by Luke Jansen with 8 points. Then we have Adam Straub with 7 points. We have Charlie Brindle with 3 points. And we have Kobe Nussbaum with 2 points for a total of 20. They are currently 3-for-4 from the line. Charlie Brindle 1-for-2 and Luke Jansen 2-for-2. And Cam, you have the scoring for the Owls.
Yeah, I mean, obviously it came out. Jacob France came out hot, scorching. Right now he is up to 11 points, obviously the leading scorer for the Owls. Cam Austin chipped in pretty generous with his 2 points. And then Mr. Wilmoth had that corner three as well, which gives us our 16 points for the Owls.
Yeah, so 11 out of 16 of those points scored by Jake Franz, and 9 of those 11 in the first quarter. So we'll look for Franz to try to keep that up and keep that production up. But we'll also see if, Wilmoth, Austin, obviously, and maybe a fourth producer can come out in this second half. Because I think that might be what, could put the Owls over the edge in this final 16 minutes of play is, if Franz is able to keep doing what he's doing right now, and we also get, that added production, the games that we usually see from Cam Austin, the games that we very well can see and have seen from Jared Wilmoth, something like that, possibly even, one of the other guys getting in the mix. We've seen Isaiah Fitton come in off the bench and be a big catalyst for things as well. We've seen Nolan Rulo work down in the paint a few times. We've seen Lucas Johnson contribute a few points when he's needed. So if there's a fourth producer, and either Wilmoth or Austin can just have a little bit of a higher output, and may very well be what separates the Owls here in the second half.
Yeah, I think it's important what you just said, Jimmy. Let's start here first, actually, because I think Jake Franz is winning his one-on-one matchup. Right, he's getting. Right. I mean, obviously, it's shown that he's got 11 points off of his matchup. But if we can get someone to replicate that in the second half with Jake Franz playing the way that he's been playing, I don't see why the Owls can't hang in the second half and potentially win this ball game.
Yeah, and if they can win this third quarter and come out ahead to the start of the fourth, it's going to be a very interesting final 8 minutes of play. We're going to take one more break here, and we'll be back with the start of the third quarter. Again, 20-16, ECC leads Bradford Owls basketball on WESB Sports.
It's always sharp, but never bites. After being locked away in the Case vault, the Case Copperhead is back, but only for a limited time. The Copperhead is known for its oversized end bolster that helps ensure a smooth retrieval from your pocket whenever you need it. With more than a dozen unique and attractive styles to choose from, you're sure to find one that fits you. But they're only available for a limited time before they return to retirement. So bag your own Case Copperhead today at the Zippo Case Museum in Bradford.
This is your season ticket, WESB Sports, the new B107.5 FM, WESB Bradford.
So we are set for the start of the third quarter. Bradford Owls basketball on WESB Sports. Coming onto the floor for Bradford is your starting five: Dalton Dixon, Cam Austin, Jake Franz, Jared Wilmoth, and Ryan Ward. The Owls weren't particularly in foul trouble. They didn't get ECC into the bonus or anything like that. But they were very much ahead of ECC in that department. ECC only had one foul throughout that first half of play. Let's see, Bradford giving it to Franz here. He gets it from Dixon, and he'll work up top, give it to Austin. Austin cross-court to Dixon. Dixon at the high elbow. Dixon's another guy that can produce points if he sees the situation that calls for it. We've seen him drill threes. We've seen him work underneath. We've seen him hit mid-range. He's an great all-around basketball player that just does whatever the team needs. Austin now drives inside. A layup is just off the mark. Gets his own rebound. Putback is too strong. Gets his own rebound again, but it's ripped out of his hands by Adam Straub. An outlet pass goes to Wasco. Good hustle there by Austin. Just couldn't get the friendly roll. And now it's going to be a turnaround look. Here's Straub going inside. Has to get rid of it. Kicks it right back out. Jansen back to Brindle. So good defense there from the Owls because they had two guys down low, both with the ball at one point. They couldn't get a shot up. So they just didn't feel comfortable in that situation. There's a man left down low. And Dixon steps up to help out. But that leaves Straub open for a quick two. And now it's the largest lead of the night for the Crusaders, 22-16.
Yeah, they always need to forget, don't look at the uniform who you're playing. Go back to playing the way that you practice.
Wow, almost an and one there by Austin as Franz drives in on the right side. Layup is just off the mark. Austin gets the putback, tries to go back up with it, just misses off the rim, but is fouled. So we'll go to the line for two to try to cut this back down to a four-point game. It's the Owls' first two free throws of the night.
Yeah, and this is the most that we've seen. Like, just in the first minute and a half, we're seeing Cam Austin involved a lot more than in that first half, Jimmy.
Yeah, it was working a lot down low and didn't see a lot of action. He would come up for screens, makes his first free throw, by the way, and second one rolls in and out and is no good. So a five-point game here. Crusaders with the ball. Wasco to Brindle. Brindle will stop and set up the Crusader offense. Got Wasco driving left side. He's got a little iso. Spin move, kicked out. Now a swing to Jansen. They turn around, go back the other direction. Jansen on the right side, working on Austin. Spin move, driving, stops, comes back out, turns around and finds Straub. Right back to Jansen. Inside of 6 minutes left now in the third quarter, and just as patient as the Owls were with their possessions earlier in the night, the Crusaders can do the same. They do typically like to move the ball a little quicker, but if they don't find themselves in transition, they have no problem holding on, burning clock, especially now in this position up by five. Brindle driving left side. Kicks it to Wasco, then down to Jansen. Jansen picked up by Franz, driving, spin move, kicked out. Wasco almost loses the pass, almost an ACC turnover, but somehow, I don't know if it was Straub or Jansen, one of them was able to get a hand on it, keep it from going out of bounds. Brindle now with it, driving on the right side. Pass down low to Wasco. Triple team, loses it. Ryan Ward comes away with a loose ball. Outlet pass to Franz. We'll see if the Owls run in transition or slow things down. Franz trying to push. Gives it to Austin. And looks like the Owls will sort of pause here. Dixon going to drive in, kick it out to Ward. Franz on the left side. Franz will bring it back up top. So nice defensive effort there on that last EC possession by Bradford.
Yeah, they look good there, and they were blanketing every pass that Elk County Catholic made. They had a man to be right there.
Wow, Cam Austin drives right side. Tough shot. I mean, tough. Put it up from his pocket and was still able to finish. No call, but is able to get the two and cut the lead back down to three. 22-19 with 4:10 left. Here's a baseline drive. Kicked out. A three-pointer's up by Brindle, and it's good. Drains it. A lot of these ECC players, you can't really get away with leaving them open on the perimeter. That's exactly what we see with Brindle here. Austin is going to get the ball, drive inside. Another tough finish, no call, but he's able to collect another layup. Little cherry pick action. Jansen going up. Austin with the block.
No. Mr. Dikembe Mutombo.
Franz to Ward. Ward to Austin up top, puts up a three, feeling it, just off, hits the front and back of the rim, and then bounces back out. Just a bit short of cutting this lead down to one. It's currently 25-21 with 3:24 left in the third quarter. Brindle was looking for Jansen on a backdoor cut, but it was read well by Austin to cut it off. So Wasco will have to send Jansen out in the other direction there. They switch on it. So now Jansen is picked up by Franz. We'll see if that comes into play. Brindle Here's a drive by, and Ryan Ward with a strong block sends it out of bounds, but he'll be called for the foul.
What do those kids say? Cap? I call cap. I don't think that was a foul.
So that goes out of bounds. It's a shooting foul on Ward, his first, team first. Wasco's first shot is up and in for his first point of the game. He'll get one more attempt to try to match the largest ECC lead of 6 points. Currently 26-21 with just inside of 3 minutes left in the third. Wasco's second shot is good. So back up to six.
Well, let's capitalize here. You got to come down and make some big time buckets.
So we have Chase Weinberg. Chase Weinberg in the game here for who came out, Ward. 2:40 left in the third. Wilmoth backing down, turns around to the left and drives in. Tries to pass baseline to Weinberg, but it's stolen by ECC. Brindle finds a three-point shooter in Nussbaum, but it's no good. And Bradford collects the rebound. Here comes Wilmoth again. Steps back. Sets him up. Drives left side. Looking for Franz. Passes a little high. Franz is able to corral it. Steps back out. Gets a high screen from Austin. Austin rolls. Franz drives. Right side. Kicks it out to Dixon. Baseline drive. Outside to Austin. Elevates. Another tough shot. Drops for Cam Austin. He's got seven in this quarter, and none of them have been easy.
He is a dog.
27-23. Crusaders lead. Here's a wow, a jumper by Wasco out of nowhere and hits it for three in the eye of Franz to make it a 7-point lead, largest of the night for the Crusaders. 30-23 with a minute and a half left. Ball goes out of bounds. Oh, last touch by the Owls. So we have Jansen coming back into the game for Nussbaum. So Crusaders have Brindle, Jansen, Wasco, Franz for three. No good. Weinberg with the rebound. Put back no good. Austin with the rebound. Put back no good. And now the Crusaders finally get their defensive rebound there. But the Owls got three chances and couldn't convert. Weinberg with a steal. Outlet pass to Franz. Franz off and running. The Owls almost had numbers. But we had Jacobs coming in for a steal. And he'll get called for a foul. Reaching into the pocket of Jared Wilmoth.
Mr. Wilmoth, incredible acting right there, too. He kind of sold that, right?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You should see him take a charge. I don't know if you've seen that yet, but he can take a charge with the best of them. Here's the inbound to Austin's. Goes way into the backcourt. He's going to be pressed all the way and dribbles it right off his foot. So Straub will get the steal. But Dixon takes it right back. Captain going one-on-one with Brindle. Goes out of bounds on Brindle. He doesn't like the call, but it'll be Owl's possession. Gets a little, I think, a little bit of a warning there. A little calm down from the ref. And here's another substitution. Can't even keep up here. So Nussbaum comes back in for Jacobs. So it's Brindle, Nussbaum, Wasco, Straub, and inbound pass goes long. Brindle with a steal. Wasco driving. Kicked out to Brindle. Pump fake. Driving inside. It's a foul. Could have been easily gone either way. Could have easily been a travel, but it's a reach in foul. And we've got a dogfight of a basketball game. The foul is on Wilmoth. It's his second, team second. Layup for ECC. No good, Wilmoth. Pulls down the rebound just under the hands of Wasco. Incredible board. Outlet pass to Dixon, but he touched the line. So it was the pass was a little off. Dixon wasn't quite expecting it to go the direction it did. So Dixon, while collecting the pass, turns around and it just dribbles right on the line. So 30-23 with 30 seconds left in the third. Wasco looking for Jansen. Jansen gets it to the top of the key. Gives it back to Wasco. Wasco back to Jansen. Driving right side. Kicks it out to Brindle for three. No good. Jansen gets the rebound. Put back. Goes and one.
The Owls need to clean it up here and calm down from what I'm seeing. Because when ECC is making the mistakes, the Owls aren't capitalizing on it and are returning the favor.
Yeah, ECC is Wilmoth is going to come out of the game for Johnson. So we've got Weinberg, Austin, Dixon, Franz, and Johnson. ECC is maybe the more – is it the more disciplined team? Because they're able to make these mistakes and get away with it, and the Owls aren't. They missed the free throw. So we've got a 9-point lead for ECC, 32-23 with 7 seconds left. Franz driving left side. Little Euro step layup pops in and out somehow. And I think that's going to be an over-the-back on Weinberg with 2.1 seconds left. Yeah, it is. Unbelievable. So, I mean, almost the same exact rebound that we saw that I mentioned could have been an over-the-back. Almost the same exact. But Weinberg gets called for it. Here's a buzzer beater by Brindle. Far right. And we'll go into the fourth with a 9-point deficit. It's 32-23. Elk County Catholic leads by 9 in an absolute dogfight of 3 quarters so far. 8 minutes yet to play. Bradford Owls basketball on WESB Sports.
Basketball action on WESB Sports is brought your way by a special group of local sponsors, including W.R. Case & Sons Cutlery Company, making quality handcrafted knives since 1889. And Love Toyota of Bradford at 880 East Main Street. Winner's Circle sponsors helping provide
first
this
half.
Basketball
Nick,
broadcast
half was 20 to
on WESB Sports, B107.5 FM.
WESB Sports.
Start of the fourth quarter is set to go. Bradford Owls basketball on WESB Sports. The Crusaders lead by 9, their largest lead of the night, 32-23, but this game feels so much closer, even though 9 points is nothing with an entire quarter yet to play, but it feels so much closer than that. I mean, the Owls have been right there the whole time. It's just that the Crusaders have just capitalized on a couple more mistakes than the Owls have, and that's really been the difference maker, but it's been an absolutely great matchup so far by everyone on the floor. Brindle working on Austin after the switch. Now he's going to be collapsed in double teamed. Gives it to Wasco. Wasco by worked on by Franz. Handed off to Jansen. Jansen is covered by Wilman. Dixon and Ward also on the floor for the Owls. Brindle back with it. 7.5 minutes to play. Brindle holding. Looking as Wasco works off the ball. It's going to go the other direction. Jansen. Wow. Jansen drives baseline. He kind of left Wilmoth behind. Elevates for almost a wide-open three. And Wilmoth gets called for a push in the back. Didn't even think he was really anywhere near the play. I mean, he got smoked.
Yeah, I don't even think he touched him.
So it's Wilmoth's second, team fourth. And Jansen completes the three-point play. Wow, tough call in a game like that. 35-23 now, 12-point lead. Franz, Ward, Wilmoth. Wilmoth on the right side. Driving. Nice, beautiful feed to Austin, and he's fouled hard. But Jansen and Straub are right there to pull him back up. Not Straub, rather. Nussbaum to pull him back up. But Austin will go to the line for two. He is so far 1-for-2 from the line on the only two free throws of the night for the Owls. I mean, a little bit of both, I think. Austin's first shot goes a little bit of both. They're incredibly disciplined.
Mm-hmm.
But they've also had a couple of friendly no calls.
Yeah, they've gotten away with a little bit. It might be reputation-wise.
Second shot gets the shooter's touch for Austin. He cuts it back down to a 10-point game. And a turnover. No.
I don't look like...
It must be Austin smacked it back out. Okay. So... Straub was trying to inbound, couldn't find a man. It looked like he just couldn't get the pass in, but must be Austin smacked it back out. Wasco sees Straub cutting down low. He finds Nussbaum. Nussbaum, pump fake, layup is strong. Austin gets the rebound. Austin, spin move out of the double team, through the legs, gives it to Dixon. Dixon puts up the three-pointer.
Bang.
He's automatic.
Bang.
And it's back down to 7. 35-28. Can't leave Dixon open like that. He doesn't shoot often, but when he does, he doesn't miss. There's Jansen on some broken coverage as he puts it back up for two on the left side. 27-28. ECC leads. Franz, long two, is short. Bosco gets the rebound. ECC coming back the other way. Just needed to be a little more patient on that shot. And could have been looking at back down to a seven-point game. Instead, it's 37-28. There's a baseline drive turnaround by Wasco. Nussbaum to Jansen. Pump fake on the three. Jansen driving to the baseline. Kicks it out to Brindle. Brindle covered by Dixon. Jansen on the right side covered by Ward. Nussbaum up top by Rulo. Now Jansen on the right. It's going to fake right. Come back towards the left. And drive it right back out. ECC content with making this possession as long as possible. But the Owls are fighting. Here's Brindle driving in, kicks it out. Wasco for three. It's long. But Straub with the rebound and the putback on the left side. And the kind of the heartbreaker there is Austin did have him boxed out, but the rebound went a little long and just out of the reach of Cam and right into the hands of Straub. Austin driving baseline, reverse layup is good. Full court press. Rulo almost has a steal. Ward rips it away.
Whoa.
No way. So Ward gets a steal out of the full court trap, and it's called a foul on Ryan Ward. I mean, there were some questionable calls early. That one's bad. It's going to be a tax-in timeout here presented by Tax-In Restaurant at the intersection of Routes 59 and 219 with the best handmade pierogies around. Tax-in timeout, Bradford Owls basketball on WESB Sports.
It's always sharp, but never bites. After being locked away in the Case vault, the Case Copperhead is back, but only for a limited time. The Copperhead is known for its oversized end bolster that helps ensure a smooth retrieval from your pocket whenever you need it. With more than a dozen unique and attractive styles to choose from, you're sure to find one that fits you. But they're only available for a limited time before they return to retirement. So bag your own Case Copperhead today at the Zippo Case Museum in Bradford.
WESB Sports.
Back to the fourth quarter of Bradford Owls basketball on WESB Sports, coming out of the Tax-In timeout presented by Tax-In Restaurant and Lewis Run. So that wasn't a foul called on the steal on Ryan Ward. It was actually maybe I shouldn't even say it. Might have been a worse call. They called him out of bounds, which he most assuredly wasn't. It happened right here in front of us. He had a good 6 inches away from the sideline. So ECC will have possession with a 9-point lead, 39-30, and they'll inbound with 4:46 left in the game. Brindle gets it. He'll be met by Cam Austin at the half-court line. Wasco is double-teamed. Austin with the steal. Austin to Franz. Franz, double-clutch layup. Toilet flush, and it's good.
Toward de France. Let's go.
It's a 7-point game, 39-32, with plenty of time left for the Owls. 4:21 left in the fourth. Lucas Johnson with a steal attempt, but that one was a foul for sure. Can't argue that one.
No, he smacked him right on the shoulder. How you doing, buddy?
A little bit. It's going to be his first, team six, so ECC almost into the bonus here, which, I mean, we'll remember that. Six fouls with 4:15 left, because that might come into play. The Owls, that might be in the Owls' favor when they're working, if they're still behind with a minute and a half left. Dixon almost gets the steal, but Straub gets free, misses the layup. Rulo!
Oh!
Called for a travel. Rulo with the rebound, got into some trouble there with a defender, turned around right into him. Tried to stop himself, but had a little too much momentum, and slides the pivot foot. So ECC gets it back. Wasco, inside of 4 minutes now. Wasco to Jansen. Still 39-32. Crusaders lead. Jansen drives, stops. Jansen working on Lucas Johnson. Kicks it out to Wasco. And the Owls are in what looks like a 3-2 zone. We've seen them in a 2-3. I haven't seen a lot of the 3-2. Right now, Franz working on Wasco. And here's Jansen to Straub. He goes baseline, kicks it out to Brindle. good ball movement here by the Crusaders to just delay, draw this possession out as long as they can as they bring it back out to the top of the key. Brindle with it now. So they've killed about a minute of clock on this possession. We're at 3 minutes and 4 seconds. Straw back to Brindle. And they toss it out of bounds. So that 3-2 defense ends up coming up with a stop. They were able to kill a minute, but they get a stop there. 39-32 with 2:57 left is still a lot of time.
I can't believe PIAA does not have a shot clock. Can't believe it.
Johnson will bring it up. It's worked on by Brindle. Needs some help. Gets it from Dixon. Dixon on the left side. Dixon looking back to Johnson. Johnson inside to Franz, or to Ward, rather. Ward kicks it out to Austin. Austin head fake, puts the ball down, drives, elevates, gets him on the pump fake, and it's good for two. Cam Austin just got his man a little hyped up. A couple head fakes and then got him on the pump fake here. But Jansen is able to break through the full court trap by Bradford and put it right back up to a 7-point game, 41-34 with 2:13 left. So Franz, Ward's going to come up and set a screen for Franz. And Ward will get called for an illegal screen.
I don't think he moved and he was straight, right?
No, there was contact, which, you know, on any good screen there is. There was contact that sent him back. So as he was kind of, his momentum was taking him backwards, the defender was still trying to go. So there was additional contact, but that's definitely not a moving screen. Maybe that wasn't the call, though. Maybe there was something else. Bernardi is asking about it as well. So I saw Bernardi talking to the ref there on the sideline. 41-34, ECC leads. And that's going to be a foul that puts Wasco at the line for a 1-1. It's a reach in foul by Austin, his third, team eighth. So Wasco at the line for a 1-1. He's currently 2-for-2 from the line. First shot is in and makes it an 8-point game, 42-34. Still can't believe it's that big of a lead. It seems so much closer than that. Second shot is good as well. 43-34, 9 points. Franz brings it up for the Owls. Minute 50 to go now. Franz goes to work. Left side, hands it off to Austin. Austin had a little space. Ward to Dixon, head fake, drives in, brings it back out. Dixon gives it to Franz. Franz working up top, drives left side, Euro step. Oh. Layup is good. Somehow, a rainbow layup with a lot of contact, no foul on either side.
Is that a bounce?
No, it's going to be a blocking foul. Told you. I mean, that's just the way it's been called tonight. It's going to be on Johnson, his second, team ninth, and it'll send Brindle to the line for a 1-1. I mean, it's disappointing that this is the way it's being called. Brindle makes his first, so he will get another one. It's disappointing because the Owls have kept it interesting the entire game, and they're essentially being punished for things that the Crusaders aren't. I mean, the same things that aren't being called for fouls. So he makes the second and it's back up to 9 points, 45-36 rather, with 1:16 left. And we've got a tax in timeout. Bradford Owls basketball on WESB Sports.
Basketball action on WESB Sports is brought your way by a special group of local sponsors, including W.R. Case & Sons Cutlery Company, making quality handcrafted knives since 1889, and Love Toyota of Bradford at 880 East Main Street. Winner's Circle sponsors helping provide this basketball broadcast on WESB Sports, B107.5 FM.
WESB Sports.
We've got a close one here with 1:16 left in the fourth quarter, though not as close as it could be, maybe as it should be, and not as close as the Owls wish was. 45-36, a 9-point game, 1:16 left. And the Owls, it's something I hate to harp on, but it just the same game hasn't been called for both teams. Here's Austin driving on the left side, hands it off to Franz. Franz gets a high screen from Ward. And, yeah, okay. I was going to say, if that one's not a foul. So there's a steal by Brindle, but there's a lot of hand by Wasco.
Yeah, I think it was Wasco.
Yeah, so it's his it's his first. He's been in the entire game. His first, team fourth. Ward to Austin. Austin, spin move. That's the Austin Classic. Kicks it out to Dixon for three. It's short. And Brindle gathers the rebound. 49 seconds left. The Owls are going to need a stop here. Wow, a weird shot by Nussbaum as he fakes a pass that he absolutely didn't need to fake. There's a lot of bumping up here. Wasco and Franz. And Franz will get called for the foul. Yep. So, obviously, high emotions here. Wasco was he was in front of Franz while Franz was trying to get back, obviously. His team is trying to rally, and there's 35 seconds left. And Wasco was just in good position there to antagonize him a little bit. And Franz pushes off on him a couple times. First one didn't get seen. Second one did. Here's the inbound. 33 seconds left. Wasco trapped. And let's see.
I think we got timeout.
Yeah. Somehow we get to a timeout before any of those other could have been a foul, could have been any number of things out of bounds. But we get to the timeout first, which probably a good thing because we'll get a full minute break on that. And they definitely need to compose themselves a little bit. We had Franz, who I think actually came out of the game there after. Yeah, he did. Came out of the game there after that push. First one didn't get called, and Wasco just kind of kept doing what he was doing. So he gets a second push. So Nate Gleason enters the game for Franz.
Yeah, they need to compose themselves.
Yeah, I mean, I can't blame him at all for being frustrated right now. I mean, it's... And it hasn't been just the fourth quarter. It's been the entire game. And so you can't say that I'm, you know, making excuses because I called it out in the first quarter on an over the back that wasn't called. But it's just, you know, it is frustrating, especially for the guys on the floor. It's 47-36. So back up to 11 points, which, again, I think is the largest or matches the largest lead of the night for the Crusaders. 29.6 seconds left. Here's the inbound. Wasco double teamed, gives it to Brindle, to Jansen, gets it across half court, double teamed and fouled by Ward. Unless might have called it on Austin. No, on Ward.
Yeah, they're just
that might be. Yeah, that might be a double bonus. So it's Ward's third, team 10th, so he'll shoot two here on this one. Yeah, Jansen makes his first. Let's see. That makes him 4-for-5 from the night, and he's got one more to go as well. As a team, the Crusaders don't miss. You want to see the mark of a well-coached team? And I'll give it to you. 2, 4, 6, 9, 11. 12-for-14 from the line as a team. Dixon for three. It's short. Rebound is long, and that's going to just about do it. 10 seconds left. The Owls are going to fight it out either way. Here comes Jansen. They get over half court, and Jansen can hold it from here. So we're going to have it ends up being a 13-point game. Let me tell you, it was a lot closer than that. The Owls battled there, and they really don't have anything to hang their head about. Let's see. Final score was, I had it. And then they took it off real quick. 11. So 34 rather.
Yep.
34-47. Is that what it was?
Yeah. 11 point loss.
11 or 13?
Oh, 13. Made the two free throws.
I think it was, 34-47. They cleared scoreboard real quick, but I'll also have it after I tally up the scores here. But not a lot for the Owls to hang their head about there. I mean, there was a little bit of sloppiness in the first half. There were some turnovers that could have been cleaned up, but they just hung with the Crusaders for that entire game. And that 13 points, you know, I'm not saying it's the difference maker. I'm not saying the officiating won or lost in the game. But it definitely would have made it a lot closer. It definitely wasn't. It didn't feel like a 13-point game.
No,
they played better than than a team that lost by 13. So we'll get tally up the stats here, take a quick break, and then we can recap. We can recap the scoring breakdown and your scoring leaders of the game on both sides of the ball. And just after about 2 minutes here, Bradford Owls basketball on WESB Sports.
Bradford Owls basketball on WESB Sports is brought to you by members of the WESB Winner Circle. Winner Circle sponsors include Love Toyota of Bradford and W.R. Case & Sons. This is Bradford Owls basketball on your season ticket, WESB Sports, B107.5 FM.
Why was it so difficult to move? Maybe my left side had just fallen asleep. I exercise, I eat healthy.
At first, I was in denial. My wife, Lauren, was only 30. But I'm familiar with signs of stroke, and no, symptoms aren't always easy to recognize. I quickly realized that something was very wrong. Lauren's speech was slurred, and her face was drooping. She was having a stroke, and I had to react immediately.
I'm so thankful Adam called 911, and I quickly received the medical attention that I needed. Now I don't take anything for granted, especially the time I get to spend with my family. Going through this experience has given me a new appreciation for life.
Looking back, I'm so grateful I didn't hesitate to call 911. A quick reaction can make all the difference. Learn signs of stroke and call 911 immediately if something seems off with someone you love. Visit strokeawareness.com.
I think it's just vapor.
Vaping is safer than smoking, isn't it?
There's really not even that much nicotine in them, right?
One vape pod has as much nicotine as one pack of cigarettes.
My kid knows it's dangerous.
5.4 million American kids vape, and most think it's harmless. Get your head out of the cloud. Talk to your kid about vaping. Visit talkaboutvaping.org. That's talkaboutvaping.org. Brought to you by the American Lung Association and the Ad Council.
This is your season ticket, WESB Sports, the new B107.5 FM, WESB Bradford.
Welcome to the Bradford Owls postgame show here on WESB Sports. After the Owls lose at home to Elk County Catholic, the Crusaders. But let me tell you, for a team that we know is just strong every year, for a team with a 14-2 record, they took the Crusaders all the way in to well into that fourth quarter, and could have taken it, I think, a little bit farther than that. No need to harp on it. The officials, you know, played a role, I think, in not in the outcome, but certainly in the final score. So we'll break it down here by quarter right quickly from the Owl's Nest. In the first quarter, I mean, it was all Owls and all Jake Franz early on. Just in the first couple minutes of play, Jake Franz, 2, 4, 6 points real quick, back to back to back, had the Owls up 6-0 just a couple of minutes into the contest. He had 6 points, a couple of steals. He was playing really well, and he had the Owls out in front. And then after the 6-0 run by Franz, Coach Straub, you know, 900 plus career wins under his record, takes a timeout and does what a 900 win coach can do. And all of a sudden, out of that timeout, completely turns the tables, and the Crusaders go on a 10-0 run. Franz is able to stop that with a 3-pointer after Bernardi took a timeout, by the way, just to kind of match that a little bit. He comes out with a 3-pointer, and the end of the first quarter, the score is 10-9. So the Owls only outscored by one, and had a 6-0 run in the midst of that. Of course, of those 9 points, 9 of them, which is 100%, was scored by Jake Franz. So a pretty productive quarter by the sophomore, the only starting sophomore on the team. Then we get into the second quarter here, and Crusaders keep up their consistency. They put up another 10 points. Meanwhile, Bradford gets a – things got a little sloppier. They made a few more mistakes, a couple of turnovers, and ECC was also making those turnovers, but – they just weren't paying for him as much, it felt like. So the Owls are outscored 10-7 in the second quarter, gives us a halftime score of 20-16. All things considered, a 4-point game at the half, and that had matched the largest lead of the night. The Owls had never let it get out by more than 4 for the entire first half of play. It was a really good first half of basketball. And if you ask me, the second half might have been equally impressive, even though they did end up allowing ACC to extend that lead. In the third quarter, ACC outscores the Owls 12-7, mostly on the back of a couple of three-pointers. Jordan Wasco didn't have any first half points. He in the third quarter had five. He had a three-pointer and two from the line, and there was also a big three by Charlie Brindle in the corner that was, he was left wide open there. They just kicked it out to him. And that's when I mentioned, you know, there's not a lot of Crusaders on the floor right now that you can leave on the perimeter and feel comfortable about it. That being said, we go into the fourth quarter and Dalton Dixon does the same thing. They just leave him there and he's like, okay, I'll shoot this one. He makes that three. The Owls only outscored by four in the fourth quarter, 17-13. So they go into the fourth down by nine, 32-23. And then our final score is 49-36. A couple of tough breaks for the Owls. I mean, they played that game so well. Just a couple of things didn't go their way. There were a few times where second chance points, third chance points just didn't fall. Cam Austin had a lot of putback attempts. Mm-hmm. They didn't drop for whatever reason. And he wasn't the only one. There was a couple others as well. I think Lucas Johnson had a putback opportunity that didn't go. But either way, the Owls lose a tough one there. It's going to be a tough pill to swallow because of how well they played that game. But they end up dropping to 6-9 on the season. They lose that one there. And ECC, again, they improved to 14-2. And curiously enough, that one of their two losses is to Dubois Central Catholic. I still can't quite wrap my head around that one. It must not be the same Dubois Central Catholic team that we saw here in Bradford, because they were kind of pushed around. And this Crusaders team just looks like they're in control. No matter what happens, I mean, how close the score is, they were down by six at one point. They're always so poised and in control. So that's the mark of a good coach and Coach Straub. So we'll get down to the scoring breakdown here by player for the Crusaders. And then, Cam, you can give us the Owls scoring leaders for the night. For ECC, Luke Jansen, actually, he put up 8 points in the first half. Then he put up an additional 11 points in the second half to finish with 19 points on the night. Pretty good night. Team scored 49, and he was responsible for 19 of them. Then we had Adam Straub. He had 11 points on the night, followed by Jordan Wasco. He had 7 points, all in the second half. Then we have Colby Nussbaum, who had 4 points. Did I mention Charlie Brindle? He had 8 points. I don't know if I mentioned Brindle. So it was Jansen 19, Straub 11, Brindle 8, Wasco 7, and Nussbaum 4 for a total of 49. They also went, 12 of 14 from the free throw line, which was a huge difference maker. Actually, they might have made two more since I tallied that up. But either way, they went to the free throw line at least 14 times. I'll double check that while you go over the Owls. The Owls end up 3-for-4, which is anytime you make, 12 free throws and your opponent makes three, that scoreboard is going to look awfully similar to what it looked like tonight. No matter if they missed a handful of them or if they only went to the line 3 or 4 times, which is the case tonight, they were 3-for-4. But if you can get that many points, that many more points than your opponent from the charity stripe with the clock stopped, I mean, it's always going to turn out well for you. So, Cam, go ahead and give us the scoring breakdown for the Owls by position, by player.
Yeah, certainly. So, Mr. Captain America, Dalton Dixon, he chipped in with a big three-pointer, I think, in that first half. So he got his 3 points. We get down to Jake France, or Tour de France. He finished with 15 points. That's a heck of an outcome for a sophomore against an ECC team.
Yeah, he's
like
been
that.
Great. He's been one of the leading scorers all season, if not the leading.
Then we got Cam Austin. Obviously, Mr. Incredible. He can do everything. He also finished with 15 points, 13 points in the second half. He just exploded and kind of took over the team and took over that leadership role.
Yeah.
There. And then Jared Wilmoth with the corner three in the first half as well. So that's our scoring for the Owls.
So 15 apiece for Franz and Austin. And what's funny about that, Mark, is plenty of different game scripts. We've seen them match each other somehow at the end of multiple games. This isn't the first or even the second time. Somehow they always seemingly have the same amount of points, even though tonight we saw Franz explode for 11 in the first half. And Austin only had, we went into halftime with Franz had 11 and Austin had two. They still both finished with 15. They just, I don't know if they try to outdo each other, but it almost seems like they do. Pretty incredible. And then, yeah, as you mentioned, Wilmoth Dixon with three apiece. So they match each other as well. And I did tally that up. Yeah, the Crusaders 12 of 14 for the line from the free throw line, while the Owls were 3 of 4. So again, we did talk a little bit about it, not to bring it back up again and again, but a little bit of that has to do with some of the officiating, but also you have to give credit where credit is due. Crusaders are a well-coached team, very disciplined. They don't give a lot of fouls up.
And one thing I want to add, and this was the big difference that I've noticed, what I noticed tonight was when things got tough, it was ECC that was making the buckets, when the difficult buckets, whereas the Owls, it would turn into a turnover. They would get up there, take the shots, bouncing off the rim. Cam Austin had the three attempts there off his own rebound and couldn't get it to go. So, I mean, that was, I think, the difference between the two teams.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, the Owls made the Crusaders work for it. They were taking tough shots. They were taking even, a lot of them were low percentage shots. I mean, shifting midair and working double teamed underneath. They were taking tough shots. They were just still able to make them. And when the Owls were in that same position, you're right, they would get a second chance opportunity and they just still wouldn't be able to put in that those same tough shots that the Crusaders were able to drill. And that maybe it did probably account for close to the 13-point difference that we saw at the end of the night. So next up for the Owls, who again dropped to, what did we say, dropped to 6-9 on the season. They're going to be heading out to Brockway on Friday night. Double check that. Heading out to Brockway on Friday night. Meanwhile, we're going to be seeing the Lady Owls again here at home. So Lady Owls will be hosting Countersport here Friday night, 7:30 tip-off, 7:20 pregame for the Lady Owls on Friday. Then we'll take a quick peek into the weekend here. Since I have it in front of me, NCAA basketball on Saturday, Kentucky at Kansas at 5:45 Saturday. And Sunday is an NFL playoff doubleheader, starting with the Cincinnati Bengals against your Kansas City Chiefs, Cam, for the AFC Championship.
That's right, pal.
See if the Chiefs can go back-to-back to back-to-back Super Bowl, starting at 2 o'clock. And then following that immediately will be the San Francisco 49ers in Los Angeles to take on the Rams for the NFC Championship. Interestingly enough, we waited 50, how many ever Super Bowls before the Bucs finally won the first Super Bowl on home field, the first time that ever happened in the NFL. If the Rams can win the NFC Championship, they will play the Super Bowl on their home field, which is, for that to happen back-to-back years after not happening for so long.
I just got to give you a small correction. That's back-to-back-to-back Super Bowls for Kansas City.
Right, obviously. So. So that's it for us. Again, the Owls drop one tonight here against the Crusaders. Final score 49-36. We'll be back on Friday for the Lady Owls. For my co-commentator tonight, what is it? Lady Owls were in ECC tonight. They lose 44-23 final score. So they actually fared pretty similarly, all things considered, to the boys here tonight. For my co-commentator tonight, Cameron Snodgrass, and for my sound engineer and producer, Nick Young's back at the station. This is Jimmy Kelt signing off of Bradford Owls Basketball on WESB Sports.